Now, here to talk more about the nature of nonprofits is Alan Judd. He is an investigative reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Alan, welcome.
Thank you very much.
The first issue seems to be, well, there's several. One is whether or not this inquiry is legal, which was one of the headlines in your own paper yesterday. But perhaps we should start by establishing this point, because in the letters that Senator Grassley sent out, here's a line I'm going to read directly to you. Since your organization is not required to file Form 990 with the IRS, I am requesting that you answer the following questions. Now, Form 990 is something that churches have to fill out as far as their nonprofit status. So what is required of churches legally with regard to their nonprofit status and reporting?
Not a lot when it's compared to other nonprofit organizations. A typical foundation or nonprofit would have to file an annual tax return called the Form 990 with the IRS, and that's available for public inspection. In fact, it's specifically required by federal law that they make that available, and there are a number of internet sites where people can look those up. Religious organizations are a little different. They have some protection under a 1984 federal law that largely prevents the IRS from using any kind of aggressive auditing techniques or really looking at them very thoroughly.
One of the issues seems to be the issue of salaries and compensation for the ministers of these churches. Is that different, the reporting requirement for them as churches? Does it differ from what would be required of someone in, let's say, a community nonprofit organization?
Yes, it is. It's again, it goes back to what's reported on the tax return. A typical foundation would report, I think, the top five salaries for employees or board members, as well as the top five, the highest paid contractors. The church, of course, does not have any kind of obligation publicly. Whether they report that to their own congregation, of course, would be up to them.
Is there a limit on those salaries, as far as you know?
No.
There's not.
No.
If the end of this investigation shows that there has been spending that the committee feels is inappropriate or illegal, what would happen next?
That's a really good question. I think the only step that they really could take would be to refer this to the IRS and really question the nonprofit status of those churches or religious organizations, essentially to say that they are abusing their legal status to enrich certain people, whether they're the head of the church or other individuals.
Do you know whether or not, Alan, there's a precedent for this? I know that Charles Grassley has been involved in this kind of legislation before, but can you point to a specific precedent?
Not involving the religious organizations. As Senator Grassley said, there have been a number of pretty high-profile investigations of other nonprofits, even, you know, the Smithsonian Institution being a very, very prominent one recently. But as far as religious organizations go, they've mostly gone without a lot of scrutiny at that level.
Final thing is this. Is there such a thing as a for-profit church? Are you aware of that?
I've never heard of one.
Okay. Alan, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Alan Judd is an investigative reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, earlier we read from the statements of three ministries that the Senate Finance Committee had singled out. Here are two more statements now. A spokesperson for Hinn Ministries wrote this: at this time, the church's board of directors and legal counsel is determining the best course of action to best cooperate with the committee's inquiry. We regard this as an important matter and will not respond until further information becomes available. And this from a spokesperson from Bishop Eddie L. Long. Bishop Long has received a request for information from the United States Senate. He plans to fully comply. New Birth has several safeguards put in place to ensure all transactions are in compliance with laws applicable to churches.